This is WSIU. The Illinois General Assembly has gone home for the summer after one of the most productive sessions in recent memory. State House correspondent Jack Titchener is here with a preview of this week's edition of Illinois Lawmakers. It airs tonight at 7:30 on WSIU TV. Jack, thanks for coming in.
Good to be here.
You've seen a lot of legislative sessions, and I'm not trying to date you here, but lots of things have gone on over the last 30 years or so, but this session is probably going to stand out, if I had to guess.
Yeah, it does in a lot of ways. Now, we wondered right out of the box how the Democrats would use those new supermajorities with a Democratic governor, and we saw how that worked out. They really put that muscle to work on some of the Democratic issues, strictly Democratic issues, like raising the minimum wage that was passed on a party-line vote and signed by the governor right out of the gate, the graduated income tax. You know, the governor, of course, campaigned on that last year. He won the election by a huge margin, and the supermajorities put that one in the win column for him. Same thing with the Reproductive Health Act. All three were priorities for Governor Pritzker, and the Democrats used their muscle to get it across the finish line. There was a lot of objections by the minority Republicans on all three of those issues, but in the end, the Democratic majorities had the day.
There was also, though, significant buy-in on other major issues in both parties that the governor weighed in on those big issues.
Yeah, and that's what's what I think really is significant. It was a lot like the days when you'd see Governor Thompson go down on the floor in the House and he'd grab people by the elbow and ask them what they wanted for their districts in terms of projects and the like, when he wanted something like the White Sox Stadium. There was some horse trading back and forth. It was a big departure from the gridlock that paralyzed the State House under the Rauner administration.
The budget and the capital plan, of course, were bipartisan efforts, mm-hmm. and there was a lot of talk about that. Republican support wasn't guaranteed, though, over the last few hours of the session. I talked with Murfreesboro Representative Terry Bryant about mm-hmm. that for tonight's show. She told me that House Republican leader Jim Durkin insisted on getting things like business reforms, the Blue Collar Jobs Act, and getting rid of the franchise tax for small businesses and more. So he went to Governor Pritzker and told him he needed a series of things before he could put any Republican votes on the budget or the Capitol bill. And there was, you know, what's called shuttle diplomacy between mm-hmm. the governor and all four legislative leaders. And in the end, Representative Durkin prevailed. He got more done on business reform than Republicans had ever gotten passed. They were surprised at how much they got. Democrats may not have been, you know, too happy about mm-hmm. all of it, but the governor got his final say.
I talked with Bunker Hill Democratic Senator Andy Menar for this program. He was one of the inside players on the capital plan. He says the governor's leadership was crucial to passing what is now a $45 billion permanent plan. There was a lot of bipartisan support from the beginning. You know, everybody has bridges and schools and things like that that need a lot of attention and work. The projects will create thousands of jobs and billions of dollars in new revenue for the state. People back home, of course, aren't going to be necessarily happy with doubling the gas tax and hiking cigarette taxes and some other things. But in the end, Democrats and Republicans thought the benefits outweighed the risks. As my friend Rich Miller at Capital Facts likes to say, they held hands and jumped off the cliff.
It's certainly a session to remember in the end.
And it is. Like we said, Democrats pushed through the issues they wanted passed, but there was enough bipartisan give and take on issues like the budget and capital that could possibly signal even more mutual cooperation down the road. There was a lot of pin-up demand on the part of both parties for action, and the governor turned out to be the catalyst.
Illinois Lawmakers airs tonight at 7:30 on WSIU-TV, and you can see the program online at illinoislawmakers.org.